Good afternoon, Draymond.
This is Gabe for Renato, please.
One moment.
Hello.
Hey, Renato.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff again. How you doing?
Yep.
Hey, so working with underwriting here on your file, they have requested 2016 profit and loss and balance sheets. Do you think you could get that over to me year to date for the company there?
2016. We are in 2016.
Right. Do you have like a year to date financial statements? No.
No, I can't tell you. No, of course not.
Okay.
I can tell you, but non-officially. That's for only by phone. Let me see, because I have some informal statistics here. Give me one second.
So you don't have any documentation you can get over?
Of course not. No. We are not a public company. If it would be a public company, would need that. I mean, they're requiring things that really don't make sense.
I'm sorry.
I can give you informal information because that's my statistics here. I can send you an email giving this informal information. But give me 1 second.
I'm sorry. How is it a request for silly things? I'm kind of confused.
Because we are in April. How do you want me to have a financial statement? Why would I have a financial statement for 2016? We are in April.
Right. No, I understand. I'm just requesting what underwriting had asked me to. So I'm just
I think it has to be a little. So far, sales for 2016, let me see here, Yeah, 7.5 million and gross profit of 430,000.
Okay, so 7.5 million top line revenue, 430,000.
Revenue, yes, and 430,000 gross profit. However, we are finalizing a contract that could make it, but again, everything is informal, 11 million this so far.
Okay.
With 560,000.
Okay, gotcha.
So 7.5 has been concluded. These are business already concluded, finalized.
Right.
7.5 million.
So you guys sound like you're up from last year on track for maybe doing about 20 million this year, huh?
I am.
Very nice, Renato. I'm going to get back to underwriting with this. I'll try and see if we can get that waived and just work with what we have. I'll explain to them the situation, and hopefully they're not going to make any requests for documents. But I'm going to go work on this. I'll get back in touch
with
you.
But as I said, I'm surprised that, you know, if you ask tax return, I will not happy to give tax return. But okay, I gave tax return. But
right.
Asking for financial statements for 2016, if we are in April, it does make sense for me. So that's why, you know, I start to wonder whether these underwriters are really know what they're doing. I don't know. I'm get upset.
There's no reason to get upset. The reality of the situation is you're looking for $2 million, you know? You're not looking for $100,000. You're looking for $2
million. Right. Okay.
So, you know, with that being said, regardless of your businesses, you know, obviously strong revenues, it's $2 million. So
I get upset with banks and financial institutions because it just makes people's life more difficult instead of helping. So hopefully this will change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I have a. I'm just looking here while we speak. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to make the process, you know, any more difficult for you.
You're certainly not. It's not personal. It's not you, but I know that, you know, financial institutions are.
Yeah.
I have a problem with them.
I understand.
In general, it's not personal.
Yeah, and you're a busy man too. I understand where you're coming from. You know, you got.
I'm looking for information here that's not clear. Okay, I found it, what I wanted. I'm confirming the information that I gave you. We may be concluding a business that will make it $11 million in revenues in the next few days, but certainly concluded already $7.5 million.
$7.5 million. All righty, I'll get with them regarding the numbers, explain the situation, see what we can do moving forward. All right?
Well, perfect.
All righty, sound good, Renato. We'll be in touch.
All right, thank you. Bye.
No problem. You got it, buddy. Take care.